Morning Watch, Day 4. The Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, Week 2. God, Man, and Satan. Related Verses. Ephesians 6:12. For our wrestling is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. 1 John 5:18. We know that everyone who is begotten of God does not sin, but he who has been begotten of God keeps himself, and the evil one does not touch him. 2 Timothy 4:22. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. 2 Corinthians 2:11. That we may not be taken advantage of by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. Ephesians 6:10, 11, 13 through 16, and verse 18. Finally, be empowered in the Lord and in the might of his strength. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the firm foundation of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, having taken up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Suggested reading. The devil uses not only crafty ways in his work, but also stratagems. His stratagems are always varied. We need the whole armor of God to stand against them. He can use all kinds of persons, things, and matters as his stratagems to trap us. He can also devise stratagems to deceive us and distract us from our true status before God, our true obtainments from God, our true service to God, our true love for God, and our true enjoyment of God. All his stratagems involve some element of truth being mixed with false and evil things. Therefore, it is difficult to discern and recognize his stratagems. We need to be watchful and to pray, asking God to expose the devil's stratagems so that we would not be ignorant of his stratagems. In order to stand against the devil, we must put on the whole armor of God. An individual Christian cannot wear the whole armor of God. It must be worn by the church. We must fight the devil's authority of darkness with all the saints. The warfare in Ephesians 6 is a warfare between the church and the devil's authority of darkness. Therefore, the armor in Ephesians 6 must be worn by the church. If we live in the church, the body of Christ, and put on the whole armor of God with all the saints in order to stand against the devil, we will overcome him and bring in the kingdom of God. We should forget about old religion. Having morning watch is worthless and praying is useless if we are not in the Spirit. It is possible that our prayers have been in cooperation with Satan, that our morning watch has been infiltrated by Satan, and that even our service as an elder has been for Satan. This is not to say that we have brought idols into the church or have brought the brothers into sin. On the contrary, we may be very pious and diligent in leading the saints to have morning watch, to endeavor in this practice, and to endeavor in reading the word. However, we may not realize that Satan has infiltrated all these things. There is only one place that Satan cannot invade, our spirit. May the Lord be merciful to every one of us and grant us the heavenly vision. Do not think that merely being zealous and serving God is sufficient. Saul of Tarsus was also zealous and also served God, yet he was under the authority of Satan. His service to God, his zeal, and his keeping of the law were all under Satan's authority. Can we say that our zeal, our having morning watch, and our endeavoring in doing many things are not under Satan's authority? Whether or not we are under Satan's authority is not determined by the things we do. Rather, it is determined by whether we are in the spirit or in the flesh. Do we have morning watch in our natural being or in our spirit? If we have morning watch in our natural being, then even though we may rise at 5:30 a.m., our morning watch can be utilized by Satan. However, if we have morning watch in the spirit, there will be a different flavor. We need to turn to our spirit. Being holy, victorious, or freed from sin is not what matters. The only thing that matters is that we live in the spirit where the Lord dwells.